after I said that and my husband heard, he said, if I am the only brain in your skull, then you are the only spinal cord I have. Please celebrate my husband, Bishop Felix Remy Adejuma. Hallelujah. Amen. In the confine of the time that I have here today, I want to trust God that eternity will happen. I am a very practical preacher of God's word, and I hate to waste people's time. I want to speak just on two major things today, but by the time you walk out of this beautiful sanctuary, you will be a totally different person. I have prayed for you. I have sought the face of the Lord. I am a responsible teacher of the word of God. I have my notes here, but I'm going to ride on the wings of the Holy Spirit and trust God that something of eternal value will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Life is a stage. There is a stage manager called God. He writes the scripts. He scripts the story. He manages the light. And he decides and determines who will be on the stage per time. He also determines when the light should be out, and there is nothing you can do about it. That is why it is important for you to live your life with purpose in mind. A few years ago, the Ondo State government invited me to preach at the prison in Akure. Even though I went as a guest speaker, my life was changed. Two major things happened to me by reason of that visit to the prison. Number one, my Thanksgiving life changed. That day when I saw prisoners praising the Lord, I saw a particular man who would be about my father's age. He was blind. And I was saying, why would they not just discharge this man and let him go? But they said the law must take its course. When I saw the way these prisoners were praising the Lord in spite of their situation, that day it truly occurred to me that freedom is a blessing. And I stopped complaining that I do not have a black pair of shoes or a red hat. The second thing that happened to me, I noticed that each inmate had a uniform on. And there were two numbers on the uniform. The small one was in the front, and I asked questions. And I was told that that number in the front was the serial number. You are number 302 in this prison. You are number 47 in this prison. But I noticed a bolder number at the back. And I also asked questions. And I heard that that's the discharge date. 2053. 2067. Everywhere each person goes, he carries the two numbers. As I was thinking and meditating over the things that were happening to me, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, when you came to planet Earth, you were born naked but not empty. I deliberately paused so you would think. As you read the book of Psalm, you will see that word, Selah. You were born naked, but you were not born empty. After that encounter, I made up my mind that if the Lord will give me 100 years on earth, when it is time to go home, I will not die as a woman. I will die as an institution. That after I'm gone, if Jesus tarries, they will still be doing research about my life. I have come here today to be used of God, to speak to you young people. Some of you I can give back to you. My kids are graduate, they graduated, they have their master's degree. So many of you I can give back to you. I've come here today to make you angry. If you are not tired of where you are is tired of you. I want something to happen to you today. Because we're talking about the dominion mandate. I want you to see yourself in a new light. Even if you are a product of a family planning device that failed, it doesn't matter. No child is sent to any parent. Children are sent through parents. So if your parents did not have you, you will still have come. Because for God to change his mind, he would rather change the person. God decided that you will be here. And I don't want you to be a waste of space. I want you to please hear God today. There are four phases in life. Because I don't want to talk about the early phases. And I'm here to speak about and into your future. I want to forget the age between 0 and 25. Some of you, that's the age you are in. By the time I'm speaking, I'll be able to relate to that. But I want to give you a pictorial image of the future. And you may want to write this down. Between 25 and 30, you work to save. 25 and 30. Between 30 and 40, you save to invest. Between 40 and 50, you invest to consolidate. And 50 and above, you consolidate to enjoy. I'll go over it one more time. Between ages 25 and 30, you work to save. Between 30 and 40, you save to invest. Between 40 and 50, you invest to consolidate. And 50 and above, you consolidate to enjoy. Genesis 1:28, the Bible says, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion." What does that mean? It means leave nobody in doubt about who is in charge. Take authority. Do something fantastic. Now look at the anatomy of the human body. Everybody look at me. Have you ever asked yourself, why are your feet forward looking? Why do you walk forward and not backward? Why don't you walk sideways? Have you ever asked yourself why your eyes are in the front and not at the back? It's very prophetic. In my study, I discovered that the first automobile that was manufactured had no reverse gear. Up till today, the aircraft does not have a reverse gear. No. Because the manufacturer does not expect it to go back. Once you board the plane and the doors are shut, a machine is brought to push the aircraft backwards. If you laugh at the aircraft while it is being pushed backwards, you are just laughing too early. Because in a matter of minutes, the same aircraft will be cruising at 37,000 feet above sea level. Can I just pause to say this? Anyone that is laughing at you now is laughing too soon. Because very soon they will laugh with you. God God did not design you to be a backward person. God did not create you to manage your life with reverse gear. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 18. Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter. That is God's counsel for you. It does not matter whether it runs in the family, whether backwardness runs in the family. It doesn't matter. I pray for you today, what stops your parents will not stop you. I want you to have a paradigm shift about life. I want you to know that you were not created to be wasted. You were not created to slave. You were not created to be little. You were not created to be small. It is not every wife that a man can treat this way. That is why as a person, particularly as a young woman, you must learn to invest into your life. When a man raises his hands, he wants to beat you and he remembers who you are. He will just raise his hand and say, and as parents, that's the way we should raise our children. You were not created to be small. You were not created to be dominated. You were not created to be little. No. You must live your life in such a way that you will have value. You have value. I want to speak to you on two major things today. Number one is you. Y-O-U. I want to talk to you about you. I want to tell you some things about you. That's the first thing. And there are just two things I want to speak on. The first thing I want to tell you today is that you are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You are not a biological accident. God created you with a purpose in mind. You are not a spare tire. It may appear as if your mates have left you. But God comes late when he wants to come big. So watch out, because he will make it up to you. The second thing I want to tell you, I'm talking about you, is that you are God's treasure. When God says you should have dominion, he had this at the back of his mind. You are a treasured possession. I do not care what you've had before. I'm telling you God's mind. You are customized by God. You know the way you keep your gold. You know the way your mom keeps her gold. That's the way you are, or even much more. The third thing I'd like you to know is that you are on assignment on this planet Earth. You are on assignment. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 5. So you must discover it. Your destiny pre-existed, your actual existence on Earth. Discover your purpose. You are on assignment on Earth. Yes, you are. The next thing I want to tell you is that you must like yourself. Like yourself and love yourself. Some of you celebrate everybody except you. There's no way you can express this dominion mandate if it does not begin with you. You must conquer low self-esteem. When I was born, people gathered to cry for my father. A girl, what will she become? And for some time, it affected me. That is one demonic aspect of the African culture, where the woman or the girl child is made to feel that she's inferior. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. But I thank God, because God used my father, my Baptist father, my very godly father, to pump possibility into me. And my father would say to me, you are better than seven sons. He believed so much in me. He taught me good handwriting. He had time for me. I wish I had all the time today to speak to some of you parents, particularly fathers. There are four kinds of fathers in the world. We have absentee fathers. Some of you, the reason why your girls are misbehaving, prostituting, looking for love where it is not, is because the fathers are absent. Go to your mommy. Right from the word go. Go to mommy. It's mommy, mommy, mommy that will do the home lesson. It's mommy that will cook. You don't even create time for these girls. So when they are old, anybody takes advantage of them. You are so busy because you are a professor. And so? You're so busy because you are a pastor. Are you the first person to be a pastor? If your Christianity does not work at home, don't bother to export it. Don't bother to export it. Show me your family and I can decide whether you deserve my respect. A lot of girls today, their uncles are sleeping with them. Gate men are sleeping with them. Every little thing they do, the father slaps them. Every small thing, you don't even remember that they must go through 10 years and all that. No time that you will sit down to befriend your child just because you are busy winning the world. It's important for us to start. There will be a better society. There will be a better nation. There will be a better place. This world will be a better place if parents start investing into their children. And I'm speaking to the fathers in particular. There's a difference between bearing children and rearing the child. There are things the mother cannot do. You must be there and wake up as a father. Like yourself as a person. There's no dominion that you can express outside of that. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Wake up in the morning. Look at the mirror. Tell yourself, God, you tried. See beauty. If you wait until people applaud you, you may wait for too long. If you do not say, I am, nobody will say, thou art. Like yourself. Believe in yourself. The next thing I want to tell you is invest into yourself. I'm not ashamed to say this. I got married very young. I was going to 23 when I got married. My husband was 30. I was in part one when I got married. And while I was having my kids, I insisted I must go to school. Do not allow anybody to belittle you. You are not proud, no. But you have enough kingdom sense to walk away from people that want to abuse you in any relationship. Invest into yourself. Self-develop. Walk with your shoulders high. Stop comparing yourself with anybody. To me, that is dominion. Be in charge. Walk away from people that belittle you, because people that belittle people will belittle. Don't allow anybody to belittle you. Walk away from them. That's why you have your feet. Honor people, but don't hand over the driver's seat of your life to anybody. Do not. Any man that wants to marry you as a young girl and tells you that until he sleeps with you, he cannot marry you. He's a bicycle. Wait for your Bentley. No man deserves your body. No man deserves your body until he has wedded you. No man. Even if you lost your virginity before you got born again, must you continue to lose it? Carry yourself with dignity. Carry yourself with weight. Add value to yourself. And can I tell you this? Talking about investing into yourself. Do not let your education in Afe Babalola University limit your life. Some of you, you will never use this certificate to feed. Get it right. This certificate is to add value to you. You can never become wealthy if you are just a salary earner. Don't just say, I just want to be a graduate. Yes, some of you will use a certificate. Fantastic. Get the certificate for why you are here. Invest into yourself. Think. Some of you, you pray more than you think. Oluwa, Baba, Oluwa, excuse me. You shake your head so much, the head is confused. want to become. I've made up my mind that my mate will be real. And that's what you should endeavor to do too. Get the certificate, but begin to think and become an employer of labor. You come back you for your master's or for your PhD, it doesn't matter. Better have a certificate you don't need than need a certificate you don't have. Have it, but think. Some of you might need to go into the entertainment world. It's not reserved for evil people. Some of you might need to go into politics. Some of you might need to go into the military, navy. Start a salon. Start a cooperative society. Start a barbing salon. Go into fashion. I buy Ankara for 1,300 and then the tailor tells me she's collecting 7,000. My husband will say, brain alone, some of them. And some of you are so creative. Get to a level in your life that even while you are still at school, you won't depend on the stipend your parents send to you. Sell wig. Learn makeup. Learn how to tie gele. Do something. I started fending for myself since the age of 13. I became a wealth creator since the age of 13. Refusing to depend on my parents. Even when I was in the university. Refuse to be a parasite. Invest into yourself. I told you I've come here today to make you angry. To me, that is dominion. Leaving no one in charge. In doubt about who is in charge. Don't plan your life as a young lady. Let me shall get married. Invest into yourself. If you're not ready to go into marriage, don't price what you don't want to buy. Just a few men that are here, hear me very well. You better don't propose to any woman until you are ready for marriage. You still live in your father's boys' quarters. You are not a candidate for marriage. My husband says there are two kinds of men in the world. A man of means and a mean man. So when your wife asks you for $2,000 and you are scratching your head, her anointing will become annoyance. Think very well. And invest into yourself. Do something with your hands. Psalm 1 tells us, do something with your hands. When my mates are sleeping, I write. Obafemi Awolowo was one of my mentors. I don't know whether he was born again or not. That's not my point. I learned from everybody, even from the aunts. Obafemi Awolowo said, while my mates were busy with women of loose virtue, I was busy burning the midnight oil. Show me one leader in Nigeria or even in Africa that left a legacy like that man. Because our own is different from my own. Too many wives for African leaders. So nobody takes responsibility for anything. Some of you have too many friends. If I have the time, I'll go into a few things very shortly. Your life is too clustered. Better walk alone than belong to the wrong person. Invest into yourself. The next thing I want to tell you is this. I'm talking about you and I'm speaking on two things today. You don't know everything. So learn. Job chapter 38 verse 28. Job 38, 28. Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? God was asking. You don't know. You don't know everything. So learn. Learn from people. The next thing, you are not everything. You are not. Matthew chapter 16 verse 13. Even Jesus was asking, who do people say I am? Some said you are this, some said you are that. You are not everything. You have to be humble enough to understand that. You are not everything. Just be who you are and live your life to be fulfilled. Then you cannot be everybody's friend. You can't be everybody's friend. You must be a man of certain identity. Matthew 16:13. You can't be everybody's friend. So be careful who you work with. You smell like the company you keep. Your friend is the prophecy of your future. Be careful who you work with. I don't work with my mates. They don't have what it takes to take me to the next level. I work with my seniors. I locate them and I run. They are faster, but I'm running to catch up. You can't be everybody's friend. Stop replying your critics. Don't argue with stupid people. They will beat you with experience. Elevated people will always be criticized by frustrated people. I think I am one of the most criticized women on earth today. Do I give a damn? No. No. Recently, I was in the bathroom and I said, Satan and your cohort, how market? The day I made up my mind to die as an institution, I knew there would be criticism. I knew things will work, but it does not matter. Let God be pleased no matter who is offended. Stop explaining to people. You don't owe them any explanation. To your master, you stand and you fall. Stop arguing with them. Some of you spend 20 hours on social media and you think you have a future? Your popularity or your life, the value of your life is not determined by how many likes and how many followers you have on social media. Don't be deceived by what you see there. That's not the real life. It's not. Sit down and make up your mind. After today, do an audit. Psychologists have discovered that you are 20% richer or poorer than the 7 closest people to you. We're not talking about your father or mother, people you don't have a choice, but the people you chose. Even if you win a jackpot, something will happen that will bring you back to that circle. 20% richer or poorer than the closest people to you. So if you want to be wealthier, step out. The next thing I want to tell you, I'm speaking about you, and then I'll spend a few minutes on the other thing. You want to express this dominion mandate that you've been taught in the course of the week. Take care of these things. You cannot do everything. You can't do everything. This world is for specialists. Don't try to do everything. Don't spread yourself too thin. And that's the problem we have in Africa. Some of you, the reason why you are not wealthy or you are not comfortable, your children are not comfortable, is because you want to give to everybody. You are not El Shaddai, else you shall die. You are not. Some of these people don't even appreciate you. Stop trying to please everybody. So me, that's dominion. It's not just casting out devil. There is another one there. And no speakers have told you about that. But this one is what the Lord laid on my heart. I'm talking to you as a person. Have freedom in your life. Have liberty in your life. Do your best and leave the rest. Some of you can't send your children to proper school because you have too many people. We used to be like that. And some of them are even ingrates, ungrateful fools. They use you and dump you. And they use you as toothpick. What did you even do, sir? Concentrate on your life. Give to people. Sow, but please, don't spread yourself too thin. See, there's nothing. You're going to wake up very soon and realize that you are 72. Every time I go to my children's section in the house, I say, when did they grow up? Every time our grandchildren come, I say, When did I get this old? Time is going. You are going to wake up and realize that you are 65. The time comes when I can no longer run around to preach. Now that you can run, do something. Once you are 40, once you are 35 as a man, and you don't have a land, wake up, my dear. Wake up, oh. Your mates are leaving you behind. Even if it is in the bush, you must have land. Who says as a student you can't have land? Who says? As a student, I was in business. At the hostel, they will come and buy biro, come and buy gari, come and buy this. I was creating wealth as a student. Who says you can't be? Just leave your side part time. You don't need any sugar daddy. You can live a life of dignity and be wealthy. Stop comparing yourself with anybody. Stop competing with people. You don't know how they do their thing. There was a time when I had only one pair of shoe per year. I didn't say per month, per year. My husband said, but today if we have to open a factory of shoes, by God's grace, we won't need to pray too much. Life is in spaces, men are in sizes. Don't eat your tomorrow. If you fly when you should be crawling, what will you do when it's time? Stop competing with anybody. Invest into your life and do something. To me, that is dominion. You can't do everything. Do your best. Let me mention one more thing and then I'll go to the second thing and we'll close. You are a human being, not a human being. You are not a human being. B-E-E-N. You are a human, B-E-I-N-G. What does that mean? You will make mistakes. You are not there yet. You are still being processed. Forgive yourself and move on. There are things we all wish we didn't do. There are things we all said that we wish we didn't say. If God should play the videotape of the life of the person sitting beside you, you'll be shocked. Your case is not the worst. You're a human being. You make the mistake, forgive yourself and move on. You didn't plan that your marriage would be like this, but it has. Come. Don't kill yourself, don't commit suicide. Each time you make a mistake, it is a reminder that you still belong to humanity. Forgive yourself and move on. We all make mistakes, we all fall, we all do. To me, that is dominion. I wish I had all the time to speak more to you about you, but I want to quickly speak about the second thing. I told you I came to speak to you about two things today. You. And the second thing is relationships. I'll soon be done. One day I will come back. So come and talk on relationship. You have been designed by God to be a relational person. When you were going to be born, it took a man and a woman to come together. You couldn't conceive yourself. After you were conceived, you couldn't nurture yourself. It took a woman, you disfigured her to give you life. That's why your mother must not curse you. When you were to be born, it took a team of medical people, or even if you were born in the village and all that, you couldn't deliver yourself. You couldn't feed yourself, you couldn't bath yourself, you couldn't clothe yourself. The education you have today, if Are Babalola did not found this school, you won't be here today. If these precious lecturers do not contribute to your life, you will not be what you are today. The non-teaching staff members, the cabman that brought you, the driver, your daddy's driver, the people that cook at the restaurant. I can go on and on and on like that. Your barber, your doctor, your lawyer, your this. God has designed life in such a way that you will need people. We all need somebody to live. It is a fact of life. But you know, when your time on earth is over, when you are done and you die, you can't bury yourself. You cannot put yourself in the casket. Even if you put yourself in the casket, you can't shut it. Even if you shut it, you can't put yourself in the grave and cover it with sand. So from the cradle to the grave, you need people. From the womb to the tomb, you need people. But I pray for you that the people that are crucial to your destiny will meet you. There is one person you must not meet in life. Listen to me and listen to me well. One person that you must not meet in life. Who is that person? The person you should have been. I want to speak to you briefly on that issue of relationship. You have the vertical relationship and you have the horizontal relationship. The vertical relationship talks about you and God. Are you here today and you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about being a member of this chapel. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with the Lord. It would be my honor to pray with you when I'm rounding off. You need to be born again. You need to give your heart to Jesus. Eternity is real. Hell is real. Heaven is real. You may not be able to explain it, but it is real. Nobody dies. You just change location. And it's very simple. You just invite Jesus to come into your heart. That talks about your vertical relationship. The second one is the horizontal relationship, and that's the one you have with human beings. You have your superior, you have your colleagues, and you have your subordinates. I don't have the time to go into all that, but it's so strong on my heart to speak on two. And the first one, be careful who you marry. It may even determine where you will spend eternity. Because there is no institution in this life where your Christianity will be tried like the institution of marriage. When you get married, you move from patience to endurance, from endurance to long suffering. Marriage is hard work. Be careful as a single person. And if you are married, please take a good care of your marriage. Take a very good care of your marriage. Take care of your spouse. You may not have quantity time, but have quality time with your spouse. Honor your spouse. Believe in your spouse. Fan your spouse to flame. Do not put your children in between you and your spouse. Serve God together. Love God together. Bless God together. Give gifts to your spouse. Let your sex life be fantastic. It is like the water that mixes the sand and the cement. Enjoy it, because the time is coming when generator will pack up. Age tells. So enjoy it while you can. Celebrate your marriage. Comb your hair. It is not everywhere you tie scarf. Go. Your husband is making love to you. My scarf, oh, scarf, scarf. Hello, day. Scarf, scarf, scarf everywhere. Ah. This beret, may God deliver us from it. In the toilet, beret. In the classroom, scarf. In the kitchen, scarf, scarf, scarf. We're not talking about that today. Take a good care of your marriage. To me, that is dominion. Take a good care of your marriage. As a man, invest into your wife. If you need to do 3 jobs, go ahead. My husband is a correct farmer. He sells fertilizer as a bishop. One day he bought me a car. I said, hey, this is serious. Meanwhile, I went to the market, I bought him a car. When he saw that, he bought me another one. I couldn't reply. Be a man. Be the man in the house. There are things your wife should not do. Your wife should not be the one paying school fees. Your wife should not be the one, you know, paying house rent. Whether you are married or single, Proverbs 21:20, don't eat with 10 fingers. Proverbs 21:20, there is oil in the dwelling place of the righteous, but a foolish man spends it on. Do savings. As I stand before you, I do ajo daily, weekly, monthly. Do ajo. Don't just eat with everything. When we carry you and we throw you up, something must fall down. If you print your statement, it will shock you what has come into your hand. And if you cannot manage 100,000, God won't trust you with 1,000,000. Because God does not throw up, He lifts up. He tests you, you pass, then He lifts you again. You pass, He lifts you again. Manage your money well. Must you buy everything? Must you chew gum, chew bully, chew this, chew that? And we'll ruin any. Save. I want to close on this note. The relationship between you and your senior, and particularly your parents. When I was praying about this meeting, it was so strong in my heart. If you want to prosper, honor your father and your mother. And I'm speaking to you as a matriarch today. Honor your father and your mother, or whoever represents that in your life. Don't get to a level in your life when you can no longer, as a Yoruba girl, kneel down to greet your parents. Christianity does not cancel age. When I came in this morning, I knelt down to greet this Baba. I didn't even know he is a VC. I knelt down to greet him. He doesn't remove anointing from my head. I can have dresses like him. I can't have rags like him. And rags talk about experience. I cannot greet Baba, Fe Baba Lola, standing. Every relationship has a posture. There are people you must not stretch your hand first to greet. You can't. You must not. I can't say Baba, Afe Baba Lola, and just greet him, hello daddy, hello. Because I can speak small grammar. If you want to last, honor the aged. Honor your parents. Never cut the phone on your father or your mother. Hello, mommy. Mom, see, I don't like it. And then you cut it. Heaven says, subtract 13 years from his life. How do I know? Exodus chapter 20. Honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee, and thy days may be prolonged. Dishonor them. Flip it now. Why are you struggling in your academics? Maybe it is this that the Holy Ghost laid on my heart. Some blessings are not said, they are provoked. Some curses are not said, they are provoked. Don't walk out on your parents. You want to marry a boy or a girl and your mommy says no. Don't say more them are fair. Mm-mm. You beg. Send their pastor to them. Send their imam to them. Send the king or the elders to them. Go to your mommy's bedroom at 2 a.m. Kneel down. Explain. Listen to your parents. Don't elope with any man. The day you will cry in the palace. 34 years of marriage. You need to listen to me when I speak about marriage. Take a good care of your parents. If you are married, snatch your mother-in-law from your husband and take a good care of her. She doesn't have to be perfect. And not all mothers-in-law are witches. And if your own is a witch, are you not a Christian? Stop praying that your mother-in-law should die, because you too will be married one day. And life is not governed by miracles. Life is governed by principles. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remained, seed, time, harvest. You will reap it. When the devil makes a noise against me anywhere, I laugh. Because there are forces working that cannot be conquered in my life. The aged is blessing me. My mother-in-law blessed me till she died. My father-in-law died at 100. He was a king. He put me on his lap to bless me. Who are you on the internet to curse me? No. Numbers 23 covers me. Spiritual parents are blessing me because I honor them with my seed, with my life, with everything. I honor the agent. And I'm teaching you this today. Don't sit down behind the computer because data is free between 12 p.m. and 7 a.m. and be typing rubbish against elders. Be careful. honor people, it doesn't reduce you. You are a married person. Don't dishonor your husband. You can be anointed, you can be wealthy, and you can still be humble. Sometimes I wake my husband up with a love song. I still did it yesterday morning. Ishala mi, Ololufe mi, Ore mi alayo mi, I will love you forever. Olowori mi, Adere mi mi. And the man is waking up from his sleep. And he say, hello darling, oh, hello Lori, good morning. What do you want? Ask up to half of the kingdom. So say, because you're a graduate, it's a graduate. You talk to your husband anyhow. It is not African and it is not biblical. I'm not saying you should be a slave. Submission is not slavery. Submission is strength put under control. Honor him. Don't serve his food as if he's a dog. Husband, honor your wife. Don't put your mother before your wife. You need wisdom to balance it. Listen to your wife. Some of you, your wife cannot tell you the truth. You have become so big. And you have burnt your fingers so many times. Listen to your wife. Create time for your wife. Create time for your children. I bless you today. I have tried to touch so many things. And I trust God that you will be greater than us. Your parents will never know your graves. Whatever generational curse is working in any family, today I put a stop to it. And I pray that I will not live in school. I will not live it. You will be wealthy. You will be wise. You will not bury any of you. You will not visit a marriage. The blessing of God will defend you. God will deliver you from evil.
I want to say something. If you don't listen, you won't hear anything.